I run libertyblog.com. It's a pro-freedom news publication. Second biggest site in New Hampshire now, thanks to you all. So I talk about freedom in New Hampshire and beyond. And I'm also now the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And it's New Hampshire Independence, NHIndependence.org. We've all been abused and violated increasingly by state and federal politicians for years now. Over the past 2 years, the biggest issue has been Corona fascism, which we've talked about a lot. I've written a lot about it. And I work in the medical field, and I might be fired soon. It's probably inevitable I'll be fired.
Don't look closer.
Overall, a lot of Corona fascism and a lot of other issues that people don't even realize are federal in nature. A lot of the money that made dictator Sununu from a pro-freedom governor into a typical fascist dictator who loves Corona fascism was a lot of federal money, federal coercion, federal laws, federal regulations, and contracts. Now that we all know about the $27 million contract that was thankfully rejected by the executive council, a lot of this has been going on for years, and a lot of the contracts were accepted by the executive council, and they caused a lot of Corona fascism. After years and years of doing this, I've been active, like a lot of you, for 5-10 years. I've realized that there's nothing we can do to make DC support freedom. No matter how optimistic you are, and I spoke to an optimist a few minutes ago, dictator Biden and the DC politicians and even McConnell and McCarthy will never support freedom. We can keep begging them and even suing them in court. And I guess I got a bigger bullhorn here. We can keep suing them in court. So, and even if we're going to court and telling them we hate them and doing petitions and begging Biden and threatening to not re-elect them in 2024 when dictator Brandon is going to be 82 years old, it's never going to work. When we're being abused increasingly for 240 years by the federal government, there is one thing we still have left as far as leverage. When your abuser refuses to stop abusing you and increasingly violates your natural rights, all you can do is walk away before it's too late, before you're killed. If a woman is being beaten by her husband every day for years, eventually she'll be killed. All she can do is walk away. After 240 years of being beaten, you're not suddenly going to convince them to restrain themselves and become a saint. It's never going to happen. I don't think anyone here is still under the illusion that we're going to convince Biden and DC politicians to start supporting freedom. There's a big movement now, supported by 9 state representatives who sponsored it, and a few dozen more state reps already support it. Thousands of New Hampshire citizens already support it. There's a big movement for New Hampshire to declare independence from DC. I know it sounds crazy, but we've been abused in crazy ways for 240 years increasingly. Over the past 2 years, we've all seen it increase tremendously. We've lost more freedom over the past 2 years than any 2-year period since maybe FDR's period, when he took away tremendous amounts of freedom in a few years. All we can do is walk away from DC. If you go to NewHampshireIndependence.org, NHIndependence.org, you can find a petition there. Also, tell your state reps, right now, if you want to get away from DC, tell your state reps to support the legislation. It's a CACR, which is a constitutional amendment. If it passes the House and Senate with 3/5, it's put on the ballot. Then we get to vote on it. If 2/3 of us support it, it passes into our Constitution and becomes Article 7A of our Constitution, and we are independent. Do we put our money where our mouths are? Do we really want to get away from DC? Do we want to get away from all federal Corona fascism, federal coercion, federal laws, the OSHA mandate? That won't apply once we're independent. The federal income tax of $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 a year won't apply once we're independent. Federal gun laws on suppressors and SBRs won't apply. I have a list on my site of 84 other reasons why we should want to be independent. Almost every issue goes away once we're independent. And we're going to be handing these out today. Come find me. Come find my friend Melissa or Ian or any of them as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
you.
So
I will be doing a Facebook Live and maybe another interview with you, if it's okay, Ellie, because we got a lot. We got about 2,000 people that aren't here physically today, and I want to get this message out because...
We'd like to invite you to visit FreeKeen.com. FreeKeen.com features audio, video, and blogs chronicling the transition to a voluntary society. FreeKeen.com also has comments and discussion forums so you can be heard. FreeKeen.com.
I should be in Keene, New Hampshire with the Free Staters.